Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Welcome to the first doggone day of fall. There you go.
Woo!
Then you look at your thermometer on the car. Oh, 92 degrees. What time is it? About 10 o'clock.
Tonight. I look at the sweat stains on my shirt. Yeah.
Anyway, happy first day of fall to you. Thank you so much for having us on today. Interesting hour, a lot of information to pass along. Let's go ahead and jump into the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Number one.
Scandia residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increase to 1.5. The increase is expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fetsko noted this amount is about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. Without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
And National Hurricane Center forecasters report that Hurricane Gabrielle is expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm tonight with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour east of Bermuda. The NHC currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle, as well as four other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for at least 7 days, though.
Number three.
Hey, Florida Senator Don Gates introducing a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and, of course, their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect July 2026 if passed. The bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, the Gulf Coast Jazz Festival in Pensacola may face its final curtain call as it wrapped up its ninth annual event on Sunday. Organizers are concerned after the Escambia Tourist Development Council rejected a $250,000 funding request, potentially jeopardizing the festival's future. Organizer William Cadillac Banks urged attendees to support efforts to secure funding from county commissioners. Hundreds of jazz fans attended the festival over the weekend. The TDC said that they denied the funding request because it's too much money for the number of people who attend, but William says it draws people in from across the world.
Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. This is News Radio 92.3. Groundbreaking for the new Troy Rafferty Resource Center got underway this morning. Troy Rafferty says this project was a labor of love.
What an exciting day. This has been literally 10 years in the making. We started talking about this 10 years ago at my kitchen counter with my wife, Ashley, and Lumen May, and it's just unbelievable that it's finally here.
Yeah, wonderful. So what excited. Is this happening today? What is it to the community?
So we're having the groundbreaking for the Rafferty Community Center. It's going to be a huge facility with basketball court and classrooms and locker rooms for the kids, and it's going to be fantastic, a place where they can come after school and hang out and be safe and be supported and have people around them that they know have their best interests at heart.
All right. That new center is a partnership between the Southern Youth Sports Association and the City of Pensacola. 515. My word. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. It was a fairly easygoing first hour this afternoon. There were congestion in our usual spots, but it was not as bad as you would normally expect. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. You may also have a little bit if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Windhaven Beach area heading towards Highway 87. But once again, none of those spots are much of a surprise, and the congestion could certainly be a lot worse. So thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so. We got the temperature starting to trickle down for tonight. 85 degrees right now, low of 73 tonight officially. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the next couple days, but late Wednesday night bleeding into your Thursday, we could see some rainfall chances coming into play.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right, today Congressman Jimmy Patronis spoke about the memorial held over the weekend for Charlie Kirk in Arizona.
With that many personalities in one place, I tell you, I was impressed that they were able to keep the trains running on time because everybody wanted to share what was important to them about Charlie Kirk.
I was so
impressed by the showing, you know, that an event could fill out an entire stadium. They had overflowed, they had people outside. That just shows the impact this young man had.
Thousands were at the State Farm Stadium in Glendale on Sunday to pay their respects to the Turning Point USA founder, Charlie Kirk.
All right. And there does not appear to be any obvious problem with an amusement park ride that a man was on before he died. Universal Orlando Resort COO Karen Irwin recently released a statement following Kevin Rodriguez Zavala's death last week after he was on the Stardust Racers ride in Epic Universe. He died of multiple blunt force injuries and his death was ruled an accident. Irwin writes that the ride didn't malfunction, the equipment didn't fail, and all procedures were followed. She adds the ride remains closed as Universal works through a comprehensive review process with the ride manufacturer.
All right. Testimony ended in the trial of the man accused of killing or assassinate President Trump at his golf course last year. Here is the latest, and I do mean the latest, from Grinnell Scott.
Ryan Ruth, acting in his own defense, rested his case in his attempted assassination trial. Among Ruth's few witnesses was sniper instructor Michael McClay, focusing on shooting skill and operation of the weapon Ruth is accused of using. Ruth followed that by calling two character witnesses. The prosecution maintains the attempt to kill President Trump was planned by Ruth and called 38 witnesses before resting their case late last week. Closing arguments will begin when court reconvenes Tuesday. Ruth faces life in prison if the jury convicts him. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And Florida gas prices jumped last week, with the statewide average rising from $2.95 last Sunday to $3.20 by Thursday, and then eased back to $3.12 over the weekend. AAA reports the current average is $3.10 a gallon. That's up from $2.98 a week ago and $2.96 last month, but slightly below $3.11 this time last year. The most expensive metro areas include West Palm Beach and Naples, while Pensacola offers the cheapest fuel.
Well, Healthy Families of Florida has requested $5 million. This is from lawmakers to employ mental health professionals for their home visiting teams. According to Executive Director Rebecca Sheets, these services would be provided at no cost to families. Healthy Families report a 99% rate of preventing children and going through abusive periods and neglecting 1 year following service delivery.
All right, and the week is off to a good start for SpaceX. The company successfully launched a Falcon 9 rocket Sunday morning at Cape Canaveral Space Force Station. Starlink sent 28 satellites into low Earth orbit to spread high-speed internet around the world. Starlink already has over 8,000 satellites up there.
Okay, the nonprofit behind Tampa's annual Pride Parade and Festival announced not going to happen in the future years, starting with 2026. Here's the latest from Fox affiliate WTVT in Tampa.
Tampa Pride has established itself as a safe space for all. Through its diversity parade, festival, 5K, scholarships, and more. But a social media post from the nonprofit says that's all put on pause for 2026, stating the, quote, current political and economic climate, including challenges with corporate sponsorships, reductions in county, state, and federal grant funding, and the discontinuation of DEI programs under Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has made it increasingly difficult for our organization to sustain ongoing operations for 2026.
All righty, just about 5:20 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
September 23rd, the day that autumn begins. When I was a boy, my pastor told me that in an individual's life, you only get a certain number of fall times. He said, throughout your life, enjoy each season, but especially take note of fall time. Notice the leaves changing colors. Enjoy the brisk, cool air. And be sure, he said, to bask in God's creation. And don't take for granted the majesty and grace with which God created fall time. Ladies and gentlemen, I urge you, as my pastor urged me, to not just go through the motions of your day, but be sure to pause and notice the majesty and grace with which God created fall time. Be sure to praise God for His handiwork. John 1:3 explains, all things were made by Him, and without Him was nothing made that was made. Praise Jesus for the beauty of the autumn season.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Looking for a new home or just love the latest in design and style? Don't miss the Home Builders Association of West Florida's Parade of Homes, the 10th of October through the 12th. Tour an incredible showcase of new homes across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. See the craftsmanship of our local builders and explore products available right here in our community. For more information, visit paradeofhomespensacola.com. The Parade of Homes from the 10th of October through the 12th. Don't miss this annual showcase of new homes throughout Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now.
Top national stories this hour.
All righty, 523 News Radio 92.3. There is still no deal between Republicans and Democrats. This is to prevent a government shutdown Sunday. Jared Halpern, he's up there at the White House, has his report.
Top congressional Democrats are seeking a sit-down with President Trump before government funding expires at the end of the month. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says no meeting is scheduled.
But what I will share is that what this White House wants and what Republicans want. We want a clean funding extension to keep the government open. That's all we're advocating for.
House Republicans approved a plan extending funding through November 21st. Democrats are demanding a reverse of Medicaid cuts and funding restored for public broadcasters and foreign aid. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
524 News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green and at fresh record highs, building on last week's rate cut and AI-fueled rally. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the best performer, and shares of chipmaker NVIDIA rose 4% and notching a record close, following news that the AI darling and OpenAI were partnering on a build-out of data centers. NVIDIA will be investing up to $100 billion in the ChatGPT developer. The Dow winners, Apple, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow decliners, Amazon, Microsoft, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow up 66 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 29. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All right, 525, News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, diligently looking at that weather and traffic together.
Yes, absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Questions about youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA is a national nonprofit organization that develops better athletes and better people through youth and high school sports. You can learn more at positivecoach.org. Yes, I'm always looking diligently at this stuff, Chris, but I got to tell you, there's not much to dig into today, and that's good. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. Last spot, we do have some backups developing on a Mobile Highway. This is going to be as you approach the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway. But if those are your worst-looking spots congestion-wise, there ain't much going on. As for your weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, going to be a low of 73 tonight. Partly cloudy next couple days, but as we get into your late Wednesday night bleeding into Thursday, we'll see some rainfall chances come around.
Late September hurricane activity picking up off the East Coast. Nothing. Now, before you go jump into conclusions here, don't worry about it. Nothing to do with the Gulf. and we're good. Here's Therese Crowley.
Here comes Gabrielle. In one day, the hurricane rapidly intensified from a Category 1 storm southeast of Bermuda to a dangerous Category 3, fueled by warm Atlantic waters. Gabrielle is passing east of Bermuda and forecast to track northeast and back out to sea, but kicking up huge swells from Bermuda's shores to the east coast. Surfs up from North Carolina's Outer Banks through the Mid-Atlantic and New England to the Atlantic shores of Canada. A dangerous time for Indian summer beachgoers with unguarded beaches and warnings of swells likely to cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions. With two more areas of possible tropical development behind Gabrielle. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And, of course, we got this breaking news earlier this afternoon. Jimmy Kimmel set to return to his late-night talk show on Tuesday. He was suspended indefinitely last week by ABC following comments he made related to the Charlie Kirk assassination and has been off air since Wednesday. Disney said it made the decision to pull him to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment in our country. The company went on to say it has spent the past several days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy.
A better solution to that whole problem is just keep it on News Radio 92.3 at the 10 o'clock hour. Don't flip it over to the TV and go to that stuff. Well, President Trump pushing for federal prosecutors to pursue cases against some high-profile political foes. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The president replaced the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia following disagreements over bringing a case against New York Attorney General Letitia James.
This is an individual who is corrupt and abused her oath of office, and we also have evidence of her mortgage fraud.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt rejects claims that President Trump is weaponizing the Justice Department to target political opponents like James and California Senator Adam Schiff.
The American people gave a mandate to investigate and root the corruption out of our system, and that's what the president wants to see done.
Neither James nor Schiff have been charged with any crimes. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now listen about this, or listen to this. This is a strange thing here. A new gun club for Jews worried about surging anti-Semitism and their own personal safety is up and running nationally, and this is where it gets interesting. It's called Locks and Loaded. It offers firearms
L-O-X.
Training. Yes, and it offers firearms training as well as bagels with a schmear. Ira Friedman is a representative for the gun club and says there are now 1,000 members and 15 chapters in 10 states, including Florida. Friedman says Locks and Loaded was born out of necessity following reported bomb threats against multiple New York synagogues.
Listen, I'm all in for a good bagel. Come on. Give me
yeah,
a
I'm all in for a pun on top of a gun store.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a fun story. There you go. 528, News Radio 92.3. Okay, let's get down to the real serious piece of information here you've been waiting for. You ready?
Yes.
Today's the first day of fall. Enjoy it. Here's Tanya J.
The autumnal equinox begins today, bringing cooler temperatures and shorter days. It occurs when the sun crosses the equator, going from north to south. Fall continues through the start of the winter solstice on December 21st. Changing leaves are also a hallmark of fall, and the Old Farmer's Almanac says while they change color between mid-September and early November, the second and third weeks of October are peak times for leaf peeping. And if all this talk of fall has made you wonder when it's time to set our clocks back an hour, there's still a few weeks to go. Daylight saving time does not end until November 2nd. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tonight at sundown, marking the beginning of the Jewish holiday Rosh Hashanah, Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Rosh Hashanah is a two-day holiday starting tonight that marks the Jewish New Year. So while it is 2025, the Jewish New Year will be 5786. Jews around the world mark the day with extra-long services in synagogue and listen to the shofar, the blowing of a ram's horn. Most eat a variety of special foods meant to signify the hope for a sweet year ahead, including dipping apples in honey. This holiday also begins a 10-day process of repentance, culminating with the holiday of Yom Kippur, a day honored by fasting. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk some sports. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says the use of Tylenol or acetaminophen during pregnancy may contribute to rising autism rates in the U.S.
Sadly, first question, what can you take instead? It's actually, there's not an alternative.
Now, Tylenol's manufacturer, though, saying in a statement that acetaminophen is the safest pain reliever for pregnant women. President Trump standing by his border czar.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says Tom Homan, President Trump's border czar, did not accept a $50,000 bribe last year during an undercover FBI sting.
This was another example of the weaponization of the Biden Department of Justice.
Leavitt also says the president did not direct the FBI or the Justice Department to close an investigation of Homan. Reports from multiple media outlets say Homan was investigated last summer for soliciting payments in exchange for contracts.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Aaron Glenn was doing a celebratory dance after the New York Jets blocked a field goal for a touchdown to give them a one-point lead late in the fourth quarter on Sunday. The Jets ended up allowing a field goal, though, and lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by two. After the game, Aaron Glenn told the media that these aren't the same old Jets. And all I have to say to coach is, what are you talking about? Last time I checked, your squad is 0-3. So yes, the Jets are, well, the same old Jets. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Sports fans, listen up. 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer, and bladder leaks can be a side effect. That's why Depend is teaming up with the Prostate Cancer Foundation to encourage screening. Because health is a long game and it's yours to win. Now here's the cool part. Through November, Depend is contributing up to $300,000 to prostate cancer research by donating 25 cents for every purchase of Depend Shields, Guards, and RealFit products. Void in Mississippi? Learn more at Depend.com.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You hear that? That's Mike sleeping soundly on a Sunday night. That's because Mike was smart this time. He took ZzzQuil Ultra to fall asleep fast, stay asleep longer, and get the deeply restorative sleep he needs. So now he wakes up refreshed and ready to conquer Mondays.
Let's do this Monday.
ZzzQuil Ultra. Not for colds, just for sleep. Really great sleep. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
This is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, Escambia residents will soon pay higher taxes as the school board finalizes a millage rate increase to 1.5. The increase is expected to raise $52 million for district schools. Board member Paul Fetzko noted this amounts to about 25 cents daily for most taxpayers. Without it, the board risks operating at a deficit.
Number two.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center, they frame it this way. Gabrielle
undergoes dramatic transformation. That's that in a nutshell. Yeah, Hurricane Gabrielle expected to strengthen into a Cat 3 storm later tonight. Max sustained winds, 120 miles per hour. It is passing east of Bermuda, so they're getting the light side of the storm, so it's not so bad for the island. The NHC is currently tracking a tropical disturbance trailing Gabrielle, as well as four other Atlantic tropical waves, including one in the Caribbean. Just remember, Gulf of America conditions should remain stable for the next 7 days or so. Looking good.
Number three.
And Florida Senator Don Gates introduced a new bill to curb violence against worship leaders and their congregations. Senate Bill 52 would take effect in July of 2026 if passed. The bill will allow volunteers to provide armed security at churches, mosques, synagogues, and other places of worship without needing a state security license.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Escambia County's unemployment rate rose to 4.7% in August, up from 3.9%. That was a year ago. Despite the area gaining 800 jobs, Florida's unemployment rate, 3.8%, remaining below the national rate for 59 straight months since November 2020. And groundbreaking for the new Troy Rafferty Resource Center got underway this morning. Troy Rafferty says this project was a labor of love.
What an exciting day. This has been literally 10 years in the making. We started talking about this 10 years ago at my kitchen counter with my wife, Ashley, and Lumen May, and it's just unbelievable that it's finally here.
Yeah, wonderful. So what excited. Is this happening today? What is it having to the community?
So we're having the groundbreaking for the Rafferty Community Center. It's going to be a huge facility with basketball court and classrooms and locker rooms for the kids, and it's going to be fantastic, a place where they can come after school and hang out and be safe and be supported and have people around them that they know have their best interests at heart.
Okay, New Center is a partnership between the Southern Youth Sports Association and the city of Pensacola.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Sunday featured seven NFL games in which the game-winning score came within the final 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. That's the most such games in a single day since the 70 merger. One of those thrillers, the Eagles and Rams down to the final play. L.A. with a field goal attempt to win it at the buzzer.
Joshua Carty has it blocked again! This time Jordan Davis, the big man, looks for the icing on one big cake. Eagles hang on!
Fox Sports on the call. The blocked field goal return for a touchdown helps the Eagles remain unbeaten. Meanwhile, things a bit easier for the Buccaneers against the Jets. Tampa also with a field goal at the gun to win it.
From 36, this is for the win. McLaughlin's kick is right down the middle.
Once again, Fox Sports on the call. No block here. Bucks also improved to 3-0. They beat New York. Unfortunately, big-time injuries once again. Cardinals running back James Conner suffered a season-ending right ankle injury during Sunday's loss to the Niners. Preliminary tests reveal that Chargers running back Najee Harris suffered an Achilles injury. Cowboys receiver CeeDee Lamb limited to 6 plays in their loss to the Bears. He has a bad left ankle. Baseball coming down to the wire, exactly 7 days remaining of the regular season. How about the race in the American League Central? Tigers have the division lead by just a single game over the Guardians. And, of course, the two rivals begin a series Tuesday in Cleveland. Hoops news from the WNBA. Las Vegas Aces star Asia Wilson has once again been named the league MVP. That's her fourth. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jay Berman.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Yeah, we got two more nuggets of NFL information for you here. Week 3 of the NFL season wrapping up this evening with Monday Night Football. Ravens and Lions. The Lions are 1-1, and so are the Ravens. Kickoff set for 7:15 p.m. You can listen to that on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. The other part is that Aaron Rodgers had a pretty notable game this last Sunday. Not only did the Steelers win, but he's on the all-time passing touchdown list. sitting a little bit higher now. He moved ahead of Hall of Famer Brett Favre and is now ranked fourth with 510 touchdown tosses. The 41-year-old reached a milestone in the first quarter of the Steelers' win over the Patriots.
Okay, locally, NASCAR champion Kevin Harvick and his son Keelan will race at Five Flag Speedway this weekend. The father-son duo will compete against some of the nation's best super and pro late model drivers. The flag will drop for the season-ending event. This will be on Saturday, so make sure you work that in while we're talking NASCAR here. NASCAR's round of 12 got started Sunday at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Tim McMaster was there.
Two races remain to decide NASCAR's last eight drivers.
From practice to the front row to victory lane, Ryan Blaney wins in New Hampshire.
Courtesy USA, Blaney took the checkered flag at Loudon. His third win of the season punches a ticket to the final eight. He was sitting fifth entering the day. Josh Berry was second, William Byron third, and Byron moved up from sixth place to second in playoff points. Just six races left to crown a champion. Next week, the playoffs move to Kansas Speedway. I'm Tim McMaster, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, President Trump is teasing a major announcement pertaining to autism. Have any idea what he might be talking about, Austin?
I do, yeah.
I do, too. Alexandria Hoff has more from the White House.
This announcement today is expected to center around the use of Tylenol while pregnant for women, and the administration's reported belief that that use of Tylenol during pregnancy is linked to higher rates of autism that we are seeing in this country right now. That this link coming from the highest office in this country, I mean, is certainly sure to make waves in the medical community, and as it should, according to President Trump, who teased this announcement during his speech yesterday at Charlie Kirk's memorial.
We're going to have one of the biggest announcement, really medically, I think, in the history of our country.
Now, this anticipated announcement falls on the timeline set by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who said his agency would begin having answers to what is fueling the autism epidemic by September.
And a new study led by a doctor from Mass General Brigham says cocoa extract supplements may help prevent age-related heart disease. The study found taking cocoa extract supplements regularly for 2 years can improve inflammation markers. Researchers focused on cocoa extract supplements high in flavanols, which are plant-based antioxidants. The study of adults ages 60 and older found those who took the cocoa extract boosted levels of a protein involved in the immune system by almost 7%.
Well, there might be a new survey out there suggesting more teenage boys are becoming addicted to video games, but it's probably common knowledge, something we all were already much aware of.
Yeah, I mean, look, people play video games. They get hooked on that in their phones.
Or no, I can better that one with you. I've got two sons.
Yeah. You're speaking from experience here.
I'm talking about an experienced father here. Ashley Webster has more on the story.
A new survey shows that 15 to 17-year-old boys play video games 34 hours a week. That's almost 5 hours a day, 7 days a week. As for parents, nearly 8 in 10 are concerned about their child's screen time. Two-thirds are worried about their children being actually addicted to video games, and for good reason. There's growing evidence that adolescents' vulnerable, undeveloped brains are easy prey for the addictive dopamine hits that come from apps and algorithms. The average time that children spend gaming has increased by nearly 3.5 hours per week in just 1 year.
Okay, doctors are raising concerns this afternoon about the variety of treatments for Lyme disease that have not been approved. Lisa Brady has the story.
This is House Call for Health. As Lyme disease continues to be a health concern, doctors are warning against unapproved treatments and tests. Medical professionals may use multiple approaches to diagnose Lyme disease, such as visual cues, a standard medical test that has limitations and information given by patients. Although many patients present with classic symptoms and are prescribed antibiotics, there is a group of patients who may have months or years of different symptoms. And that uncertainty has led to a plethora of new testing and treatment. They say it's important to consult with a trusted medical professional to seek out a treatment plan if you suspect Lyme disease. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
5:45, 15 away from 6 News Radio 92.3. Austin Price smiling his way into the studio with the latest in traffic and weather.
Oh, yes. I was so chipper today. Let's see. Got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. That's really the only spot where there's notable congestion. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. It's been a very easygoing day on the roads, and the weather hasn't been too harsh on us either. 85 degrees, low of 73 tonight. Sunny, partly cloudy over the course of the next couple days. Late Wednesday night, but definitely once we get into your Thursday, we're going to be seeing some rainfall chances come into play.
Okay. The number is kind of like it's 20-20, 80% on Friday, then Saturday, 0-0. And on down the line, something like that.
Yeah, we see a pretty sizable increase for Thursday and Friday. Yeah. But yes, the weekend is all clear.
There you go. Okay, so we have nice weather right now. Going to potentially, if that word to get me out of trouble, potentially have some rain on Thursday. But boy, the rest of the country looking really pretty. Well, it's looking bad. Severe weather will be impacting millions of Americans this week. For the latest, Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms could cause problems over a widespread section of the central U.S. across the Ohio Valley and the Southwest. Pockets of heavy rain could cause flash flooding along with the potential for large hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes. Hurricane Gabrielle remains offshore but will bring large waves and dangerous rip currents across the East Coast. And on this first day of fall, summer-like temperatures continue to hang on over much of the eastern half of the U.S. and the West Coast. I'm Janice Dean. Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Today is the deadline for big banks to respond to progressive Democrats. I don't think we've seen anything come across the wire on this today. Not this afternoon. Ryan Schmelz covered it for us from Capitol Hill.
Two of the Senate's most vocal bank critics, progressives Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, have set today as the deadline to answer questions after sending letters to the CEOs of J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and others. They claim the banks are spending billions on stock buybacks and bonuses for top executives after passing a stress test meant to ensure economic stability. The senators would like to see more lending to small businesses and families. Warren and Sanders sent a letter back in September, and it's unclear if the CEOs plan to respond. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A preliminary deal to keep TikTok ticking in the U.S. will not involve the federal government taking an equity stake or even a golden share, according to a senior White House official. That official confirming with CNBC that the deal will base the popular video app's U.S. operations stateside. Multiple sources are now reporting Pfizer is closing in on a potential $7.3 billion takeover of weight loss drug developer Metsera. The pharma giant is said to be acquiring New York City-based Metsera for $47.50 per share in cash, with an additional $22.50 per share on certain performance milestones. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the three major averages posting fresh record highs. The Dow up by 66, the S&P added 29, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 157. Crude oil futures under 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, it's a very interesting day, especially when we're talking business and things are coming down here. I just want to really make you aware of this. The Council on Aging of West Florida distributes free hot meals to seniors in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. We know this. We appreciate this.
Right.
But that program, which previously delivered, get this now, Austin, food 5 days a week, now operates 2 days per week due to funding limitations.
Golly.
This is rough for seniors, folks. The council intends to resume five-day service by January 1st, 2026, as resources allow. But that's not a gimme. That's not a guarantee.
Yeah.
The last three words, as resources allow.
If there's not many resources.
You got it. So help them out if you can. Council on Aging, West Florida.
100%. And the Trump administration approving the implementation of Meta's AI system into government operations. The system, called Llama, is a language model capable of processing and converting data, including video, photo, text, audio. According to a Federal Acquisition Service news release, the approval comes in alignment with President Trump's AI action plan, and the General Services Administration is driving an unprecedented acceleration of AI adoption across the federal government.
All right, very interesting. Maybe you don't. Or maybe you haven't realized it as of yet, but changes are coming to the Garcon Point Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this weekend, I believe it's Sunday, 11 p.m., Sunday night, the bridge toll will be moving to a cashless cashless system. So if you're expecting those nice little toll people who I used to love talking to,
too bad.
They're not going to be there. Tolls will be collected electronically, just like we do on the beach, starting on Sunday, using SunPass, transponders, or toll-by-plate devices. Out of that whole picture there, I'm going to miss the nice folks in the toll booths.
Absolutely. And TikTok's algorithm will be operated by Oracle in the U.S. if a deal with China is finalized. The White House confirmed that news earlier today. The deal would see Oracle take control of domestic operations as well. The federal government will not take an equity stake in the social media platform. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order later this week in support of the proposed deal and will extend the deadline again to prevent TikTok from going dark in the U.S.
Well, a powerful exhibit is opened at the Naval Aviation Museum aboard NAS Pensacola. Make sure you take note of this one. The Return with Honor exhibit pays tribute to the 591 brave naval aviators who had been imprisoned and tortured while in captivity at the Hanoi Hilton during the Vietnam conflict. I had one back, Austin, way back. This was back in the late 60s, early 70s, probably the middle 70s. I had it was a silver band that you would buy in support of POW MIA prisoners. Right. And mine was Lieutenant Jack Johnson. I will forget that. And I wore that band for a long time. And anyway, I'm so glad that they have this exhibit. I will be there to see this one. Well deserved. And I think you're going to really get something out of it.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good one. It's a real good one.
Absolutely. All righty. Just about 5:52. Exactly 5:52. We will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather for you this hour, which should hopefully be rather forgiving. We'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you as we ease you into 6 o'clock this evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Join Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus tomorrow at 10 for their Pensacola Expert Panel Show. This month's topic is healthy aging. Ochsner Novant Health 65 Plus is your local primary care clinic for the 65 Plus community with two Pensacola locations, 9 Mile Road and Mobile Highway. Tune in tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
But don't give yourself away. Hey, hey. 5:55, alrighty now. Heads up, Pensacola. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for taking us along with you. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in Cheap Trick. Boy, I used to always refer to them as one of the best bar bands in the country. You know, they just have that edge about them. Anyway, thanks for playing that. Let's take a look at the weather and local traffic together.
100%. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, nothing bad. I already kind of warned you about that. It's been a very easygoing day on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so on your way home this evening. We do have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but that should start to break up hopefully within the next 20 minutes or so. As for your weather, 85 degrees, low of 73. Going to be sunny, partly cloudy over the next couple days, but late Wednesday night, heading into your Thursday and Friday especially, we will have some rainfall chances rearing their heads.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Well, things aren't getting much better for the former VP here. Kamala Harris has announced her upcoming book, 107 Days. Didn't she announce this like back in the first of the summer or something?
We've heard about this.
Yeah. And as they say, she's not holding back criticism of fellow Democrats. This is not going over very well. Let me just kind of put that out.
I don't doubt
it. I'm going to throw it out there and see what sticks. But Ashni Hazmi, she's up on the Hill, has the latest for us.
Former VP Kamala Harris reopening old wounds about her failed White House bid. David Axelrod told Politico bluntly, if there's a political strategy here, it's a bad one. And a New York Mag piece headlines, Kamala Harris's book shows she still doesn't understand why she lost. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says he was busy doing what the Harris campaign wasn't doing. Now, Harris is doing a network blitz tomorrow, and she says President Trump called her a, quote, tough, smart customer, but he denied that to Peter Ducey yesterday.
And James Vanderbeek says illness will keep him from taking part in tonight's Dawson's Creek reunion show in New York. Yeah, very disappointing.
It's not
here.
Dawson's Creek without that guy.
And in a social media post, he said that he has to miss a charity event due to two stomach viruses. He went on to announce a famous name who will replace him, Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda. Vanderbeek called Miranda ridiculously overqualified and said he's someone his kids would definitely consider an upgrade. The reunion show will also feature original Dawson's Creek stars like Michelle Williams, Katie Holmes, and Joshua Jackson.
You know, I think the real reason is he, as he is an actor, he was so absorbed with his appearances. He was really into, you know, making sure things were perfect. And it's not perfect for what he's going through right now. Mm. He's going through a terrible situation, and we really wish him the best, and prayers go out to him.
For sure.
Great actor. Struggling airline, taking action to keep its business afloat. You know who I'm talking about. It's the big yellow bird in the sky.
Spirit Airlines is planning to furlough one-third of its flight attendants, another move by the bankrupt airline to slash expenses. The carrier is looking to furlough 1,800 of its roughly 5,200 flight attendants. Hundreds have already been out on voluntary leaves. And according to its COO, Spirit had reached the limit of what it could achieve through such measures. Flight attendants can volunteer for furlough, which will determine how many are voluntarily cut. Last month, Spirit filed for bankruptcy for a second time in less than a year after its first Chapter 11 process failed to address all of its financial problems, which include costly airplane leases and hefty labor costs. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And the newest TikTok trend is preparing for the end times. A South African pastor recently said that it should arrive either this Tuesday or Wednesday, noting he had a vision that the rapture was coming. That's the belief that some Christians will leave this world behind. While earlier predictions of the rapture or the end of the world haven't panned out, some are online giving advice, some serious, a lot not, and what's being called rapture talk.
Okay, Florida and the Carolinas. Both states continuing to rebuild 1 year after Hurricane Helene. Robert Ray is in Steinhatchee, Florida.
It's been almost 1 year since Hurricane Helene's Category 4 140-mile-an-hour-plus winds ravaged the Big Bend or Nature Coast of Florida. The communities are coming together as Americans, as we do. They're helping loved ones, friends, and family, and aid groups are still pumping their supplies and money into the region. In Florida alone, 34 people lost their lives with billions of dollars of damage, and Helene was not done as it trekked up into the Carolinas, Georgia, Tennessee, and Virginia. In Steinhatchee, Florida, Robert Ray, Fox Weather.
Okay, Powerball, $113 million, $52.5 million out the door. That's your winnings tonight. Good luck. Play wisely. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.